you have chosen us from amongst the nations. But chosenness is a difficult concept for contemporary society, to both Jews and non-Jews alike, without sounding elitist and racist. Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sacks therefore suggested the dignity of difference as the why. Throughout history, Jews have opposed attempts to impose singularity and defended the right to be different, something the French Jewish philosopher Emmanuel Levinas describes as universalizing particularity in his book, Difficult Freedom. The right to be different, the right to hold on to one's own particularity in conversation with the universal, is the foundation for acceptance and democracy. The values of a democratic society, such as leading a moral life and fighting for social justice, are important for both Jews and non-Jews alike. But experience shows that idealism and charisma can only create dedication for a cause up to a certain point. If those values are not rooted in something deeper, enthusiasm will wane, and a cause will be abandoned for something else. For generations of Jews, a commitment to causes was rooted in an understanding that such causes are intrinsic Jewish mitzvot, as well as expressions of spirituality. If theological beliefs and practical actions are linked, they have the potential of becoming what Michael Fishbane, in his book, Sacred Attunement, a Jewish Theology, calls fissures that can disrupt our daily routines and awaken us to the presence of the transcendent. This notion is not radically new. It can be found in our classical texts. In Leviticus, we read repeatedly, Va'asitem otam, you shall do them, referring to the commandments, meaning that one should put one's beliefs into practice. The Meshech Chochma, in his commentary on Bamidbar, chapter 15, verse 40, argues that this also can be read as Va'asitem atem, you shall be transformed. The moments of rapture that Fishbane calls fissures awaken us to the daily routines of life, ritual, and mitzvot, and occasionally create new moments of reborn mindfulness. Here, Judaism offers a way of engaging with tradition that leads to a form of ethical and spiritual self-cultivation, and in which an ancient tradition is transformed into, quote, meditative reflection and reflective action, unquote, sacred attunement. Then, this Jewish tradition becomes living practice with relevance beyond Jews and the Jewish community, a perfect example of Levinas's notion of universalizing particularity.